Today she is Masechta Chulin Daf Chaf Dalad, and we will begin in Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah Kosher B'Parah Pasul B'Agola Begla. Our Mishnah continues along the same style theme of Mishnayos that we were learning in our Perek. A Parah Aduma, we know that if somebody becomes a Tamei Meis, they have to make a mixture of the ashes of the Parah Aduma and Mayim Chayim. They shech the Parah Aduma to make those ashes. So our Mishnah says the proper way of slaughtering the Parah Aduma, pasul be'egla, would not be acceptable by Egla Rufa. Egla Rufa, we know that ki matzei cholo, if a corpse is found, la'noida mihiko, we don't know who killed this person. V'yotze ziknei irai, the members of the Sanhedrin come and measure which is the town closest to this corpse, and that town has to bring an egla calf that is urf egla rufa. They bring a kupitz as a axe. They kill the egla from the back. Machloikus Rishonim, probably Machloikus Bavli Yushalmi actually, if when they kill the egla rufa, do they have to cut the simonim, or do they just kill the animal? But no matter how we look at it, the Egla Rufa is decapitated, and then it's thrown down the mountain, at Nachal Eson. And what our Mishnah says is that what the way an Egla Rufa would be killed would not be an acceptable way for killing a Parah Aduma. Kosher, but Egla is possible Parah. They're killed different ways. And the Brisa elaborates on what we just learned in our Mishnah. Tana Banan Parah is killed through Shechita. Parah b'shchita k'sher b'arufa, but if we were to do this arufa process on a Parah Aduma, a psula would be disqualified. And an egla is just the opposite. B'arufa k'shera, you need to do an arufa b'shchita, but you don't do a shchita. B'shchita is psula. Nimtzus, so what we have here is, kosher b'parah, what's acceptable for the parah is aduma, is possible b'egla, is unacceptable for the egla arufa, and what's kosher b'egla is possible parah. Ask the Gemara, v'tei parah k'sher b'arufa m'kal v'chomer. Why don't we make the following kal v'chomer and have that the Parah Aduma arufa should be acceptable as well? So, as the Mefarshim explained the Gemara's question, they're saying, of course, the Torah says that the Parah Aduma should be killed with shechita. So, why would we think arufa? So, the Mefarshim explained what the Gemara means to ask is, of course, L'chatchila, the way to do it is with shechita. But perhaps if you did arifa, it's also acceptable. But then the Mefarshim go on to ask, there are many halachic differences between the Parah Aduma and the Egla Rufa. So how could the Gemara suggest that we should learn the halachas of the Parah Aduma from the Egla Rufa? So Mefarshim respond that the Gemara's question is not to make a general limud between Parah Aduma and Egla Rufa, but rather what the Gemara means to ask is that wherever shechita is acceptable, arifa should also be acceptable. And in fact, the Mefarshim go on to say that the Gemara's question is actually a lot deeper than what meets the eye. And the Gemara's question is not only by Parah Aduma that arifa should be acceptable, that we shouldn't be limited to shechita, but actually what the Gemara's question is, that we should, by all chulin, by all cases, be allowed to do arifa instead of shechita, based on the following kal v'chomer. Oma egla, shloach huchsha b'shechita, huchsha b'arifa. If the egla arufa, only arifa is acceptable, not shechita, so then the parah, shahuchsha b'shechita, where shechita is acceptable, ain't it din shahuchsha b'arifa, that arifa should be acceptable as well. Answers the Gemara, Amakra. The Torah, when it describes the avoid of the Parah Aduma, it says the word v'shachat, and it also says chuka. So since the Torah says chuka, what the Torah means to say in, b'shchita in b'arifa loy. Specifically, shchita not arifa. Machloikus Rishonim, what does the word chuka mean, that because of that word chuka, we say that it has to be specifically shchita? Most Rishonim explain that the word chukah means a decree. And what the Torah is saying by using the word chukah is that this is the only way it could be done, no other way. That's one approach. Another approach that I saw, Tysus' approach, is that we learn Gzeres Shava. That from Shisuya Yayin, that wherever the Torah uses the word chukah, we have Gzeres Shava that it must be that way. So the Gemara is answering, since the Torah uses the word chukah by Shachat, we see that Shechita must be Shechita, and just like by Paradum it has to be Shechita, so too everywhere else must be Shechita. Ask the Gemara, but now we're establishing that if the Torah uses the word chukah, what the Torah is teaching us is this is the way it must be, no other way. Ask the Gemara, does that mean that wherever the Torah uses the word chukah, that means there's nothing else? Ask the Gemara, regarding the Avodah Yom Kippurim, that the Torah uses the word chukah, the ksibay chukah, the Torah uses the word chukah regarding the Avodah of Yom Kippurim. The Tanya, and we learn in a Brisa, so we know that on Yom Kippurim, they brought two seirim, but they made one sor l'Hashem and one sor l'chatas. And the Pasuk says, v'sor chatas, ha'goyer l'sor chatas. How is each animal identified? Through the goyer. However, v'ein Hashem l'sor chatas. If just the Kohen were to go say that this animal is going to be the sor l'Hashem and this is going to be the sor l'Azazel, unacceptable. That doesn't mean, as we learned to Besachta Yuma, he doesn't have to say it. After the Goyrel says that this is the one Lechatos, and this is the one Lazazel, then the Kohen has to also say it. But it starts with a Goyrel. So again, the Brisa says, Shiyachol, we can make the following Kavachoyma, V'laydinhu, V'mabim mokim shloy kiddush agerol. In other places, where the Goyrel is not what is what identifies what the carbon is, kiddush Hashem, because there are many times that a person has to bring a pear for carbon. Azov, Azova, Yoledes have to bring kinim, they have to bring two birds. And the halacha is that ein hagar, that ein hakinim is parashis, the birds are not identified which is the chatas and which is the oila. Ela, belekicha sabalim, is when the owners make that identification, that verbal identification. The verbal identification, because it's based, as the Rishonim say in the Pasuk, Moitzis Fasecha Tishmar. If I make an announcement with my mouth, I make a declaration with my mouth, that's what the Halacha says is now is what's required. And then the one that's like, Or Basias Kayin, when the Kayin does the Avoida. And the Halacha is that, as we've learned many times, the procedure for the Oila Sa'if and the Chata Sa'if are very different. And when the person makes that verbal designation, that's when it becomes kodesh. So the Gemara makes the following suggestion. The kinim that I just spoke about, kiddush Hashem, verbal designation is effective. So certainly, makom shekiddush hagoyel, by Yom Kippur that we spoke about, ein odin shekiddush Hashem, that verbal designation should be effective. Tamaloymer, that's why the Pasuk says, v'asa achatas, hagoyel asa achatas, that in Yom Kippur, the only way the designation is effective is through the goyel, v'ein Hashem asachatas, but not through verbal designation. But what do we see here? Tama, only because there's a Pasuk, the Kos Rachmana, only because there's a specific Pasuk by Yom Kippur of asa achatas. And that's why we say that it has to be specifically designated only through the goyel. Halav hachi, if not for that pasuk of asor chatas, the shinan kavachaymer, we would learn the kavachaymer. But ask the Gemara, how can we learn the kavachaymer? The Torah uses the word chukah by Yom Kippur. And we said in the top line of this amid that wherever the Torah uses the word chukah, there's no other alternative. It must be that a kavachaymer is stronger than the word chukah. And therefore, even though the Torah used the word chukah, doesn't mean we shouldn't learn a kavachaymer. And as the mafreshim go on, even if we follow Tosfos' explanation that it's a gzeiris shava, this kavachaymer would even be stronger than the gzeiris shava. So we're back to where we started. Why don't we learn through a kavachaymer that a parah aduma could be slaughtered, could be killed with arifa? Answers the Gemara: Mi'at rachmana gabel egla arufa. The Torah says the word by egla arufa, with a hey ha arufa. The teacher, Zois Barifa, only the Egla Arufa is killed that way, then Acheres Barifa. Nobody else is killed with Arifa. So that's how we know that the paraduma doesn't have a rifa. Now ask the Gemara the other way. Vitei egla ksher b'shchita. Why don't we say that the egla should be kosher with a shchita based on the following kavachomer? Or ma para shloi hukshav arifa. If the paraduma, which we just finished saying, can have an arifa, ksher b'shchita, can have shchita, so egla should ksher b'arifa. The egla with arifa is acceptable. Ain't a din shukshav b'shchita. Certainly shchita should be acceptable. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, for Arfa Egla, Arfa Egla, the Torah says, for Arfu, besides that the Torah says Egla Rufa, the Torah repeats the words for Arfu, and we have a rule in Kachim, Shana Lava Kosov Akif, that wherever the Torah repeats something, that means this the way it must be. So the Torah teaches us twice that the Egla Rufa is only killed through Arifa, and as the Mefarshim explained, the Egla Rufa is considered somewhat like Kachim to teach us Egla Barifa in, only Arifa is the way to kill the Egla Rufa, B'shchita Lo, no other way. Continues the Mishnah. Kasha B'Kahanim possible, again with the theme of our Mishnayos. Kasha B'Kahanim possible of Iyim. What is acceptable by Kohen is a disqualification for a Levi. And Kasha B'Leviyim, and what is it? Is fine for a Levi, possible Kahanim. And the Gemara right away explains. Tanabon, Kahanim, Bemumin. The Kahanim, a Balmum, is disqualified to do the Avoida. Bemumin, Psulim, Bisham Ksherim. But there is no age limitation to Kahanim. Leviim, Bemumin Ksherim. Leviim, on the other hand, a Balmum, a Levi is a Balmum, could continue doing the Avoida of a Levi, Bisham Psulim. But age, the age factor of 30 years to 50 years, as we're going to discuss soon in the Gemara. Nimsa, so what we have here is, Kosh b'Kahanim is possible v'im, and Kosh b'Leviim is possible Kahanim. Ask the Gemara Menonimili, from where do we know this then? The Tana Rabbonim, Zois Ashel l'Viim, Ma Tam Eloima, L'fi Shenemer, because the Torah says, or Ben Chamishim Shana, once the Levi becomes 50 years old, Yoshev, the Levi should go back home. He can't do the Avoida. L'madnu, from here we learn, L'madnu Leviim, Shoshanim Paislimahan, that years are a factor by the Leviim. Interesting question that the Rishonim debate. As we're going to learn, as I said, by Leviim the Torah speaks about from 30 to 50. But when the Gemara here asks about the age limitations of Leviim, the Gemara only speaks about the 50-year point, not the 30-year point. Why? So there are Rishonim that say that the Gemara is only speaking about the 50-year point, but the 30 years is the same as the 50 years. And just like the Gemara is saying that certainly with the Raisa, a Levi after 50 can't do the Avoida, so too will be the Halacha before 30. There are Rishonim, it seems to be the opinion of the Rambam, that no, that a Levi could do Avoida even when he's below 30. So if a Levi could do Avoida before he's 30, what's the Torah mean when before 30? So I saw a number of Pshatim. One pshat is that he can do the Avoida. He's not obligated to do the Avoida. But once he becomes 30, they draft him to the Avoida. Another pshat is that when he's below 30, he doesn't have a job, a permanent position. Once he becomes 30, he gets a permanent position amongst the Leviim. A third pshat is that when he's below 30, he can't do the Avoida alone. He could only do it as part of a group. L'madnu Leviim sheshana paislam b'hem. Yochel Mumim Paislam Mehen. So we think that Mumim is a factor by Leviim also. For dinner, we can make the following Kavachoymer. Or Ma Kahanim She'ena Shonim Paislam Mehen. If by Kahanim, where age is not a factor, Mumim Paislam Mehen, Mumim, as we know, is a factor. Leviim She'shonim Paislam Mehen, that age, as we just said, is a factor. Eina Din She'e Mumim Paislam Mehen, so Mumim should certainly be a factor. Tamaloyma Zois Asher Leviim, Zois Leviim, age is a factor by Leviim, v'ena cheres Leviim. There is no other factor by Leviim other than age. Continues the Braisa. Yochel ye kahanim poislam b'shonim. So maybe kahanim should have age limitations as well. So ask the Mefarshim, how can we suggest that kahanim should have an age limitation? We know that Aaron, the first Kohen, only became a Kohen when he was a very old man. So we see that kahanim don't have, he was well over 80. So how can we suggest that Kahanim have an age limit? So I saw a number of terutzim. One terutz that I saw is that the Kahanim that Moshe and Aaron, given that they were appointed to their position by Hashem, so yes, a regular person maybe would have an age limitation. But a Kohen like Moshe and Aaron, who were appointed specifically by Hashem, that's a different situation. Another pshat is, the Pura says regarding Moshe Rabbeinu, that even when he was about to pass away, he had that youth with him, he had that youthful vigor, so they were young, so that's why it doesn't apply to them. Moshe the Medrash, Aaron the Medrash compares to Moshe. But other people, when they get older, get weaker, and would not have the same rule. Other pshat that I saw is that the Gemara is not asking when we speak about the Kahanim's actual avoida. When we're speaking about the Kahanim's actual avoida, of course there's no age limitations. We're talking only about maybe blowing the Chatzotris, which is similar to the avoida of the Levium, that the Kahanim do that. That's where there should be an age limitations, but not to the other avoid of the Kahanim. A fourth teretz I saw, interesting teretz. We know that there's a rule throughout Shas that Gershon is guy to cut and shenayel dummy. A Ger starts from scratch. So everybody, all of Klai Yisrael, when they came to Har Sinai, were Gerim. So Moshe and Aaron were like young people because they start from scratch all over again. So again, begins the Brisa. Yochye Kahanim Poslim B'Shanim, that Kahanim should have an age limitation. We should make the following Kavachayma. V'loi Dunhu. Oma Levim She'em Mumen Poslim Behem. If by Levim, when Mumen is not a factor, Shonim Poslim Behem, age is a factor. Kahanim Shamunim Poslim Behem. Ein Adin She'e Shonim Poslim Behem. That age should be a factor. Tamaloymer Ashel Levim. The Torah speaks about the age. Singles out Ashel Levim, V'loy Ashel Kahanim. Only by the Kahanim. Yochel, continues the Brisa, that this age issue by the Levim should be there for always, Ap Shila Beis Alamim, not only in the Mishkan, but even in Shila in the Beis Alamim, as well, Tam Loimer, Lav Ravoidus, Avoidav Avoidus Masa. Loimarti, the Torah teaches us that this rule was only said, Elba's man shavoyed b'kasev. Well, Levim had to carry things. That's when age is a factor. Otherwise, it's not a factor. So there are a number of interesting discussions here in the Rishonim based on what we just learned, because the Gemara just said a very important rule, that this entire issue of age by Levim was only in the Mishkan. And because of this, in fact, the Rambam doesn't bring this down, because it was only by the Mishkan, never to happen again. The Ramban does quote this as one of the mitzvahs, because the Ramban explains that what the Gemara is teaching us is that there will ever be a situation that Levim will have to carry things, the din of our Gemara will come into play, that once they're 50 years old, they can't do the Avoda. Another interesting machlokes Rishonim is as follows. So we clearly learned that this rule applies in the Mishkan. But the question is, what does it mean that applies in the Mishkan? Does it mean that a Levi can't do any Avoida once he's 50 years old in the Mishkan? Or are we to understand what's meant here is that they can't do any carrying in the Mishkan? But we know that Levim did other Avoidas in the Mishkan. They took care of the gates and they took care of the singing. So now the question is, what would be the halacha regarding a Levi regarding other Avoidas in the Mishkan? Some Rishonim say that in the Mishkan, any Levi for any job over 50 wasn't acceptable. Others say not. Ask the Gemara. Kosev Echad Omer. There's one pasuk that says that regarding the Levim, V'ben Chamesh V'esrim Shanim V'mala. That means when they're over 26, they come to do the Avoida. The Kosev Echad Omer, but yet there's another pasuk that says, V'ben Shloshim, at 30. So now we have a very big difficulty. We can't say the age is 30. The Torah says 25. And we can't say 25. The Torah says 30. How do we reconcile these two psukim? At 25 they come to learn the Avoida. And at 30 they start doing the Avoida. So I saw an incredible observation made by the Imre Emes. He says as follows, let's think about it. Most Rishonim say that this din, that you need to have 5 years, apprenticeship learning is only by the Levim, not by the Kahanim. There are Rishonim that say the Tekanim also had to have a training period. Most Rishonim say that the Gemara only speaks about, and the Pasuk only speaks about, Levim having training, not Kohanim. It's a difficult to understand. They say that it could well be that the avoid of the Levim is more difficult than the avoid of the Kohanim. But the Emre Emes says a beautiful pshat. He says that we think about the avoida of the Levim, and we think about the avoida of the Kohanim, it's very different avoidas. The Levim didn't do any actual avoida, they only did preparatory work. The Kohanim did the actual avoida. And from here we see, he says, that achana, a preparation to a mitzvah, is even more than the mitzvah. And that's why the Levim, who did the avoida of achana, that's why they had to have time to prepare, to train them. Kohanim did the avoida don't have to have that same type of preparation. And actually, we have this concept in halacha in a number of places. The halacha is that the cleaning of the menorah every day had to be done specifically by a kohen. The lighting of the menorah could be done even not by a kohen, because the preparation is more than the avoida. Furthermore, another raya, we know that Shlomo HaMelech instituted Netilas Yadayim, which is only a preparation for the meal. And the Medrash says that when Shlomo HaMelech made this, the Baskoil came out, Im Chacham B'ni Yismach Libi Gam Ani. If my son, if you're smart, I'm happy. When was Shlomo HaMelech called a Chacham? He was called a Chacham when he did something which is a preparatory act, Netilas Yadayim. This Gemara that we see that Levium should only begin doing the Avoid at 30 years old is the source for the Psak that the Ramah says. That Ramah says a person, L'chatchila, on Yom Neroim, or on other such times, we should only take about Tefillah who's 30 years old. Furthermore, this Gemara that says that you have to prepare before you do the Avoida is also the source for what says in the Halacha that the Bali Tefillah should prepare before they daven in the Yom Neroim. Even if we have Machzorim, still they should look at the Tefillah, prepare that Tefillah, because we see the importance of preparation. Mikan, but now that we see that they prepared for 5 years, says the Gemara, Mikan l'talmud shlei ra simen yofim mishnosa hei shamnim. If he learned for 5 years and he wasn't successful, shoveni roya, he won't be successful. Rabbi Yossi, on the other hand, says gimel shanim, that the amount of time is 3 years. Where does Rabbi Yossi take that number from? Shenema, because the pasuk says that Nebuchadnezzar attacked Yerushalayim, Yoyakim was the king, and he wanted to take young men who he could train. And the pasuk says, that's when he took Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. Ulegadlam shalosh shanim, lelamdem sefer v'loshim kazdem. So you see the training period was 3 years. Vidach, the other man says the training period is 5 years. It says, shani loshim kazdem the kolom. Loshim kazdem is easy, so 3 year training is enough. Vidach, and the other one says, davoide delvim, shani achsavoide de tkifa, the difficult, or the many, that's why you need 5 years. So in Farsha Master, there's no disagreement. Hard things, everybody agrees, is 5 years. Easy things is 3 years. So where's the machlaikas? So they say things that aren't that easy and aren't that hard is what they're arguing over. This is the source, the Mefarshim all say, for the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, that the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, ben chamish lemikra, ben esa le Mishnah, and ben tezvav legemara. You see the 5 year intervals. Because you see, it takes 5 years to be properly trained. But the Gemara says here that if somebody learned for 5 years and he wasn't successful, he's not going to see a simon bracha. But it's interesting, if you look in Rashi, when Rashi says, what does it mean, shalai ro'a simon yofa? Loim v'shaychachai. What is Rashi saying? So Rashi say a very profound pshat in Rashi. They say what Rashi means to say is that we know there are two parts to learning. One part to learning is understanding what you learn. Another part is to retain what you learn, to remember. What the Gemara says here, Rashi is saying, that there are people that don't have such good memories. And if we see that they're learning for 5 years and they don't remember, it's a pretty clear indication that they're not going to remember the learning. But Rashi doesn't speak about the understanding of the learning. Because the understanding of the learning is based only on one thing and one thing alone. You got the mitzasa. If you have to learn, and if you try to understand, you will understand, and if not, you won't. And that's not dependent on years or anything else. Other mepharshim say different pshat to 5 years, that if a person is learning a certain subject for 5 years, and he sees that he's not being successful in that subject, he should switch subjects, but not that he should stop learning. A third pshat that I saw is, let's say you have two students, and for whatever reason, there's limited resources. So there, one student learned for 5 years and was unsuccessful. The other student, not, preferred to work with a student that hasn't shown this failure. But of course, chas v'sholem, the Gemara doesn't mean to say that we should not study with somebody even if he learned 5 years. Tanabon. Kayan, mishyavi shtei saris. The comment from when he brings shtei saris, achi yaskin kashal avaydam. Umumin, paislam bay. As we've been learning, a mum is an issue by kayin. Ben Levi, on the other hand, ben shloish ben chamayishim, from when he's 30 to when he's 50, kashal avaydam, v'shanam paislam bay. But medvar amum, as we learned earlier in our shir, v'ayal marich v'midbar. The age factor was only in the midbar. Ava b'shiloi ube salamim, ein of salam. In other places, Levim didn't get disqualified with age, elabakol, only with the voice. What does this mean? So the Mefarshim explain as follows. If somebody's voice changed, Rachman al Salam, because he's sick, so that's a mum, not only by Levi, that's a mum even by a Kohen. But when a person gets older, he doesn't sing as nicely. So what the Gemara is teaching us is that Levi could continue doing the Avoida, but he can't be one of the singers. Others say, it's only if he can't sing as part of a choir, part of a group. But there's a very big question here. The Gemara says that a mishayir shayir, a person who has the job of being part of a choir that does another job, or shayir shayir, is chayiv misa. So it's difficult to understand. If this person was part of the choir, and now he no longer could sing, so it's saying he shouldn't be part of the choir, but he could do another avoida, but doesn't the halacha that if you can't do that avoida, if that person did another avoda, he's disqualified. So Ramosha, the Dibris Moshe, answers this question. Says a very nice teretz. He says, the halacha is, what the Gemara is teaching us is that if you're identified as a mishayrer, that you're part of the choir, you can't jump to another job. But if you've left the choir, because your voice is gone, then you could take another job, and that's not an issue. Amar Rabbi Yossi Maikra. And as the Ramban says, whenever the Pasuk says the words Maikra, it means it's only a Drabonon, not a Deraisa. Because the Pasuk says, V'ki'achad l'mechatzitrim l'mishayrim l'ashmir kol echad. As long as you could still sing. Achi Yaskin. So he said that the Kohen could continue doing the Avodah until he gets old. Ask the Gemara at Kama, until what age is that? Amar B'loi Amar B'chanina, Achi Rases. Until he starts to tremble. Mechlokus Rishayinim. Doesn't mean only his hands trembling or his entire body trembling. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hossam, there's a Mishnah. We know that if somebody has an emission of keri, an emission of semen, he's tamei. The Mishnah teaches us, the Masechta Mikvos, Balkeri Shetovo, if a Balkeri went to the mikveh, for a hitl mayim, and he didn't urinate, l'chishiyato, when he urinates, he's tamei. Why do we have to be concerned that he's tamei? Because we're concerned that there might have been some semen left in his system, and it didn't come out before he went to the mikvah. It's only coming out now. And in fact, that's the halacha, the Rama says, that before a woman goes to the mikvah, she should go to the bathroom. Rabbi Yossi Aymer says, Rabbi Yossi, when do we have this concern? And as the Rishonim say, it's only concern with the Rabbanan, b'chayla u'b'zakin. An old person, a not well person, machlokes Rishonim, how to learn this. Is it chayla or zakin? Or chayla and zakein. If somebody's old and sick, we have to be concerned. Or somebody old or sick that we have to be concerned. Be yelled or be bari, and here too the same question. Does it have to be young and healthy? Or young or healthy? He's tahar. What is the definition of a yelled? Fantastic Gemara. Amar v'lo, Amar v'chanina. Kosha ayman aragla achas. He stands on one leg. V'chayletz manalai. He takes off his shoe. V'noel manalai. Or he puts on his shoe. Here too is a shayla. Does it have to be both, or one alone is an indication that he's still young? Says the Gemara, Amar Lava Rav Chanina. They said regarding Rav Chanina, Shayi ben Shmainim Shana, he was already 80 years old, and he stood on one leg, and he was able to take off and put on his shoes. So Rav Chanina said, how did I get to this? Chamin, v'shemin, the warm water and the oil, shechsani aimi b'yodusi, that my mother gave me when I was a young child, hein amdul b'esignusi. So Pashup Shad in the Gemara is that he watched his health his whole life. And he watched his health his whole life. That's why he remained healthy even when and strong, even when he's an old man. The Michzalozer has a very nice pshat. He says, Chamin, my mother, when I was young, showed me the warmth of Torah, how to do mitzvahs with a varmkeit, with a geschmack. The shemen means Torah. When I was a young boy, she would used to take me to yeshiva. That wonderful chinuch that I had from when I was a young child, Hema Amdu Basic Nasi, the wonderful chinuch that you have from when you're young remains with you forever. Here the Gemara said that a kayin, as soon as he starts to tremble, can no longer do the avodah. And the Paiskim say that the same halacha applies, very relevant to our sugyas, to shechita. That once a shaychit hands tremble, he should no longer be a shaychit. And the Paiskim say that even if he has a way of controlling it, doesn't make a difference. A person who nebuch hands are trembling should not be a shaychit. There's also a discussion in the Paiskim. I think I caught it at the beginning of the Masechta, that the Mordechai quotes Reb Eldar Hadoni, who says that a shaykhet, that nobody should be a shaykhet over 80 years old. There are others that say nobody should be a shaykhet over 70 years old. The Tshuva Mahava says it's not proper to make a hard and fast age. You have to look at every person. Al Gemara just said you had an 80-year-old who was fresh and vigorous. Tana Abonim. Nesma L'ziknoi. Only when somebody is Nesma L'ziknoi, Roy Lassus Shlich Tzibur, is he older, should be made a shlich tzibur v'leir l'fnei teva, that he should be a shlich tzibur. So Mefarshim point out that he was saying that he has to be a smal ziknai, either his beard is growing, or the zokin shlamata, but he has to be mature. Only then he could be a shlich tzibur. So we know that we allow people to be a shlich tzibur even younger. So Mefarshim explain that either what that means is not on a steady basis, not on a steady basis, just once in a while. Or they used to have a position called the Shatz Kavua, that would be the one to daven Roshana Yom Kippur, special occasions. He shouldn't be a Shliach Tzibur. But once in a while, it's fine. There's an interesting Bi'er Halacha. The Bi'er Halacha says that we could be more lenient by Ma'ariv. Why could we be more lenient by Ma'ariv? And the Bi'er Halacha is a very important Bi'er Halacha. Because by Ma'ariv, he says there's no Chazar Shatz. So it could be that, like by us, what about tefillah? We all daven ourselves. We have chazar sashat, but we're not relying on the shliach tzibur shman esrei. We could be more lenient with the shliach tzibur being younger because we're not relying on him to be maitzios. Or lisas kapov and teduchen. So Taisus and the Rishonim ask that the Gemara says that a cotton, as soon as he's able to duchen, there's a lot of duchen. And here it says you have to be older. So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that there's a difference in Hilchus Nesias Kapayim when the cotton is duchening alone or is duchening as part of a group. Al Gemara is speaking about when he's duchening alone. So you have to be mature. If he's part of a group, we don't care. Another pshat is, what the Gemara there means is that he's allowed to start getting trained, but he doesn't have a chiv of Nesias Kapayim. Another pshat is that it's talking about that from when he could start collecting Trumas and Maestris. Nothing to do with duchening. Meim sekash la'avoida. From when is he old enough to do the avoida? Mishiyavish teisaris. Rabbi Oymani Ache ben Esh Shana. My, Omer of Chizda, my time of the Rabbi. What is the basis of Rabbi's position? The Ksivi Amidu Salavim ben Esh Shana Umala. L'natseach Amalachas Beis Hashem. So you see, they had to be 20. Vidach, l'natzeach shani. What's the difference? What does l'natzeach mean? Two pshatim. One means l'natzeach means to do heavy work. Another pshat, l'natzeach means to administer. As an administrator, you have to be older. But to do the avodah, you could be younger. Ask the Gemara, but how can we bring a raya from that pasuk regarding kahanim for high krub levim? That pasuk is talking about Levium, and we're speaking about Kahanim. Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Shu ben Levi. The way to explain that pasuk is as Rabbi Shu ben Levi said, Dar Rabbi Shu ben Levi, Be'esrim Be'arba Mekoymus, we find in 24 places in Tanakh, Nikru Kohanim Levium. That even though the Torah says the word Levi, it means Kayin, V'zeh Echad Mehem, V'Kohanim Levium Bnei Tzadik. Tanabon, says the Gemara, the Brisa says, Ish Mizarecha V'Daraisan, Mikan Amr Beloza, Kotten Pasul Avoida, a cotton may not do the avoida, but feel tam, because the pasuk uses the word ish. So even if he's Baruch Hashem healthy, he may not do the avoida. May Messai kashal avoida, for when may he do the avoida? Mishiyavish de saras. That means he's a bar mitzvah, he's 13 years old, and he brought two saras. Avul achav kahanim, the fellow kahanim, eimen nichna soy le avoid, didn't let him do the avoida, achi ben esrim. Ikeda amri ha rebihi. Some say that this is representing the opinion of Rebbe, but Philip Sulder Rabbanan Leslie. That means, really, he could do the Avoida even with Rabbanan. It was just that the colleagues didn't let him. Vikademri, Rebbe is like Psalm with Rabbanan. The Rebbe holds its possum with Rabbanan. Uvahar Rabbanan he. And therefore, this represents a din de Rabbanan, that when he's below 20, he shouldn't do the Avoida. But it's only L'chatchilu Deloy. Of the Evid, since Midaraisa, he is qualified to do the Avoida. If he did the Avoida when he's younger, Avidasik Sheira. Just to end the shir, there's a very sharp verse from the Beis Yisrael. It says, Levium, Ein Mumen Paislan, I sum, Avashanim Paislan. He says, it's a lesson in life. Mumen are blemishes. Blemishes could be healed. Shanim, our years that pass, that we don't spend properly, Paislan, that becomes disqualified. It can never come back. We have to watch our years.